This is Morning Edition on WNIJ. I'm Dan Klefstad speaking to you on the day Governor Bruce Rauner was supposed to meet with legislative leaders to talk about the budget. This was to be the first meeting since May, but it was postponed because House Speaker Michael Madigan is attending an out-of-state funeral for a family member. The new date for this much-anticipated meeting is December 1st. Right now, I'm joined by Amanda Vinicky, the State House Bureau Chief for Illinois Public Radio. Good morning, Amanda.
Hi there, Dan.
Speaker Madigan offered to send a stand-in to the meeting, John Bradley, who chairs the House Revenue and Finance Committee. Governor Rauner said no, he wanted Madigan there, representing House Democrats. What's the scuttlebutt in the state capitol about Madigan tapping Bradley to represent him and Rauner rejecting Bradley?
Well, Bradley is an interesting choice. He has been somebody that Republicans have had in their sights as a possible seat that they can steal back. You see a lot of conservatives and Republicans doing very well downstate, not so much moderate Democrats lately, which is how Bradley describes himself.
And we should mention that John Bradley represents a district in far southern Illinois.
Right. He's from Marion. And this year in particular, with Rauner's massive campaign account. He's got that $20 million. Bradley could really have a hard time sticking around. So it's an interesting choice on Madigan's part for that reason. Was it meant to kind of poke Rauner a little bit there? And I also wanted to get out there that, I think some people initially when they saw that Madigan wasn't going to be there, raised their eyebrows and perhaps were suspicious. It is the father of his wife that has passed away. So I think very few people would say that that's a bad reason for Madigan to not be in Springfield for a meeting that could take place anytime. The question I think that some people have is, why wait until December 1st? You had the reform organizations that called this meeting put out a letter for it the end of October. So really, you got to wait until December 1st? And I don't have any real good answers to that one. Sorry.
So the fiscal year is about half over. What does it mean for state government not having a spending plan this far into the year?
You're at a university there, as am I. The universities are seen very much as one of the next fronts. There have been warnings from Eastern and Chicago State. Now they say, we don't want to scare students. We are going to continue classes, but it's going to be difficult for them.
And meanwhile, the deficit grows. Controller Leslie Munger warned that Illinois is spending, thanks to court orders and other laws, spending money at a rate that exceeds last year when we actually had a budget.
When we had a budget, and last year when we were taking in more money, because as you may recall, the income tax rate increased back in 2011, and it was a year ago, January, that it dropped. So, yeah, the situation is really compounded, and that's where you see the longer that this goes on, the more difficult a resolution gets.
Amanda, I read in the Wall Street Journal that Illinois could be the last state in the union without a budget if Pennsylvania reaches a deal on its spending plan. So this is the last chance for Illinois to avoid the least functional state in the nation label. How much incentive do you think that might be to get negotiations going?
I'm not sure that that is much of an incentive. It's hard to gather. We don't know what's going to shove it, but this is just my conjecture. I don't think it will be the governor or the speaker or really many other legislators, for that matter, worrying about Illinois' national reputation.
Amanda Vinicky is the State House Bureau Chief for Illinois Public Radio. Let's talk again as we get closer to the December 1st meeting.
I'd love to. Thanks so much, Dan.